Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me. Favor life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, to call destiny and purpose of God. We thank this opportunity to come back to you again and encourage you in the Word of God, in the process of there, as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you begin to move according to faith into the things that God has for you. You're going to see the demonstration of His power, of His will, of His life, and His life refining you, reproving you, making you, even shaping you to be salt, to be light to someone else, to be that which is necessary for them to live and to be encouraged by. God is up to something wonderful and great in your life, and you always have to remember that. Looking at heroes of faith, looking at their life and how they moved according to faith to the things that God has for them. And the same God that was for them is the same God for you. And you have to remember that you have a future, you have a purpose, you have a life in God, that God is not just aimlessly letting you walk around, that He has something great for you. And He's going to take you to that place so that you can see the demonstration of His power in your life, the manifestation of all that He said. When we walk by faith, we understand that those things that we hope for and know that God has said is going to happen. The Word of God lets us know that God will make known the end of a thing from the beginning, and from ancient times it shall come to pass. That means that everything that God has said, He's making known to you. He's revealing it to you. You're not walking aimlessly without hope, but you're walking knowing that God is doing something. From the beginning, He's telling you something. He's telling you what your end is going to be. Like I said on yesterday and has said in times past, God gave Abraham a vision for where he was going and what was going to happen to the generations of his family. He saw the end, but he saw the Savior coming to redeem and to buy back what the enemy thought he had a hold on. And the same way God did it for Abraham in your walk of faith, God is doing it in your life. You are going to see the end. He's going to give you a vision of what he's doing. You're going to see the end of that thing. He's going to tell you what's going to happen, and you're going to know it. And all things that's going to come along with you, you're going to know it, because God is up to something special. He's up to something great in your life. He's up to something wonderful, and you're not going to walk around not knowing your God, not knowing his purpose or his plan, not knowing what he's going to do in you. You're going to know his will. You're going to know his intent, but he's also going to show you the place of your expected end to encourage you and let you know that as you're going through this process, you're going to bear the fruit of righteousness. You're going to bear the fruit that said that God, his hand is on me, he's for me, and he's with me. The Lord lets us understand that he is the Lord, and apart from him, there is no other Savior. There is no other God. That means he's going to save us. He's going to deliver us. He's going to be there. He's going to cause his will to come to pass in our life. And every time we call on him, we receive his salvation. He's going to reveal his saving hand. He's going to reveal his saving power. He's going to reveal his saving authority in us and in that. So as you're going through your process, don't believe the enemy's voice. Don't believe the things that's going to come. Don't even allow fear to come and hit your life. Abraham experienced fear as he faced different situations, especially when he was going through the thing of being in another kingdom, and the king of Egypt was there, and he's going to take his wife. He experienced fear, and so he died. But we don't have to fear. We don't have to do anything. God is with us. He lets us know that he is the Savior, that he is our God, and apart from him, there is no Savior, that he will reveal and save, and we will proclaim what he's doing in our lives. And that's what you have to understand. What God is doing in your life is not something that is going to be for the enemy's glory, but God's glory. It's going to be to be something for somebody else to overcome by. It's going to be an overcoming testimony, and you're going to see the end result of what God is doing. So do not fear even the place of your process. Don't fear what's happening in your life, because God is doing something awesome. And as you trust him and believe him, you're going to see the demonstration of his power in your life. The enemy wants you to fear and make you even appear as if God is not moving on your behalf. But the Lord is moving the same way he was moving with Abraham. He is moving in your life. God has, because we understand what God is doing and what God is going to do in our life, we take the word of God, the authority of God, and hold God to his word. We hold God to what he said. One scripture you can say and read and quote is Isaiah 62 and 7. And it says in 62 and 7, give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of his of the earth. In other words, don't give God any rest over the word that he's spoken over your life. Proclaim it to him, decree it to him, declare it to him, what his word says. For we are he is our father and we are his children. And if we are his children, then God says, I'll be better to you than your earthly father would ever be. You need to proclaim and declare what God is saying. Even when you're going through those Abraham trials where it seems like you're alone and the manifestation is far, Abraham waited 5 years, many years of breaking God to do something, you get weary. But I tell you and I command you in the name of Jesus, begin to declare the word of God. Give God no rest over his promise, what he said, because he cannot and he cannot. Hold on to the word and the will of God. The process, as I said many, many times before, is never an easy process, but it is worth it. God is going to do what he said. He's going to do all that he said. He cannot fail you. He will not disappoint you, and you will see that demonstration in your life. Read as you get, when you get the opportunity, encourage yourself in the word of God, but also read the word of God to let you know that you're going to make it. Philippians 4 and 13. Read that, encourage that yourself in the word of God and know that God is faithful. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Be encouraged in your process. Don't give up. Know that God will do what he says. Watch his demonstration. Have a wonderful worship experience this weekend. We'll be back next week. God bless you.